The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
It is the last Thursday of the month. Heck, it's the last day of the month. Where did June go? This is insane. It's Thursday, June 30th, 2022. Wasn't Memorial Day like 4 days ago? It's crazy how time does fly when you're having fun. I'm trying to have some fun here. I'm trying to cobble together a summer of joy, and I'm succeeding. You got to compartmentalize everything. The economy's hanging by a thread. Biden is still president. This January 6th committee continues to try to destroy Trump. You know, there are 14 other things. The life of a talk show host these days can sometimes seem to be, okay, what disaster are we dealing with now? What is the latest thing that is just wheels off horrible? And sometimes they're just such horrible, outright tragedies. I guess are we up to 53 in the death toll in this tractor trailer, the trailer filled with the migrants? And did you catch this? One of the drivers, they have suspects who will be charged with a capital crime. One of the driver, one of the guys driving the truck, tried to pose as a survivor. He's like staggering around as if he had just come out of the back of the truck. Authorities learned otherwise. And the days intervening have, of course, been days where Governor Abbott and others have taken this opportunity to focus on the death toll of our porous borders. That's not wrong to do so, because that is an accurate observation. It's not like stuff like this was impossible under Trump. It's like there was no illegal immigration under Trump. Of course there was, but there was less. The border was less of a disaster because the message went out. The message, he just exuded this message from his every pore. It's a bad idea to try to get into America right now because we're watching you. We're trying to actually have a border that works. And this was part of the magnificence of the Trump years. Some folks didn't like the Trump years. Some of them are Republicans. Catch Liz Cheney at the Reagan Library. It pains me she was allowed to set foot on the property. I'm kidding about that. Anybody can go anywhere. Anybody can invite anybody anywhere. But it's interesting that people are – so think about this. Liz Cheney, high priestess of the January 6th cult. It was called the Time to Choose lecture series. Hey, Wyoming, it's time for you to choose in Wyoming. In August up there in Wyoming, and I hope you choose Harriet Hageman and return Liz Cheney to private life. So deservedly so. Her committee is descending into the depths of intellectual dishonesty, and I know I've spent a lot of time ignoring that stupid committee, which I will continue largely to do, but with this Cassidy Hutchinson testimony, which is just collapsing in front of everyone, it has become clear that this was a hit job. It may a Trump hit job. It may have worked, and by that I mean his stock in 2024 may be sufficiently damaged that the number of people really stoked about voting for him again may have significantly decreased. And by significantly, all I mean is 5, 10, 15%. Lord knows that's enough to lose an election. I don't know. And guess what? The election's not tomorrow. You know, the 2024 isn't. 2022 almost is, and we'll see what kind of energies infuse us then. But the one of the Cheney lines yesterday was we're at the point in the and these people, God, the narcissism of these people, the Liz Cheneys, the Bill Kristols, the John Kasichs, they just all of these Lincoln Project, never Trump weasels and weaselettes. The narcissism. I remember we had one guy who, the very busy 6th congressional district primary that Jake Elzey wound up winning. We had a never Trump candidate and a good hearted guy. I don't need to drag him around, but it was the same vibe when we spoke with him. It was like, only I know how horrible the Republican Party's direction is. Only I and my people are aware of the horrible dangers and poisons of Trump. And I asked these people, so 90, 85, 90% of Republicans are just stupider than you? And they don't phrase it that way, but yes, that's exactly what they believe. Anyway, Liz last night saying, that Republicans have a choice, speaking of a time to choose, said it is just not possible to support Trump and support the Constitution at the same time. Really, man? Really? Look, I don't ever have any quarrel with, well, I have a quarrel, but I don't have anything, there's nothing, I definitely have a quarrel, but there's nothing the matter with people having differences with each other and somebody stepping forward and saying, man, here are the ways in which I think the Trump years were bad. Here are the ways in which I think his style is harmful. Here are the ways in which he just ate my cup of tea. Great, let's talk about that. But when people roll out with just this embittered hatred, it's so self-defeating and such a spectacle and just it debases them and they don't even know it. So, interestingly, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who's on quite the book tour, has a quote on Twitter I just found that it's just sad, that it is just sad what is Liz Cheney's anger and bitterness. Governor Noem says that it is Liz Cheney who is damaging to the country and damaging to the Republican Party. I was intrigued by that. And I will ask her about it. Governor Kristi Noem is with us at 8:05. Among the things I will ask her, what exactly happened with that protecting girls in sports bill up in South Dakota? She caught some heat because the legislature put up a bill that said, hey, we're not going to have boys and girls sports. She wouldn't sign it. And a lot of people said, out of fear of lawsuits. And, my usual thing is, you want to sue me? Bring it. Do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may. Her book, Not My First Rodeo, which shows her in full rodeo regalia up there in the Black Hills, tells her side of the story. And I'll let her do that. And we'll talk about a bunch of other things when Governor Kristi Noem joins us at 8:05. 9:05, Dr. Ben Carson, former HUD secretary and a guy we've loved for a long time. We'll see what Dr. Ben is up to. And speaking of finding out what people are up to whom we love, cross fingers, we may have some semblance of a 735 with Herr Mike, with Herr Gallagher. He has already sent me pictures of buildings and food. Isn't that why you go anywhere? Buildings, isn't that really what travel is all about? It's silly. Just show me the buildings, show me the food. Of course, the people, yeah, I guess that's big too. He is in Germany with some friends, and so we'll see what's we're gonna give it a try on the phone at the aforementioned usual familiar spot of 735. So we'll see. We'll see if we can carve up together a 735, or as they call it in Munich, a 235, because that's what time it will be over there. So I guess just to finish a sentence about this stupid January 6th committee is, and I always invoke the father of modern psychology, William James, with one of the great, great quotes of all time. And it goes like this. Much of wisdom is knowing what to ignore. Knowing what to ignore. The amount of time we waste on stuff that just doesn't matter. The amount of time you waste obsessing over, jacking around with, fulminating over things that just aren't worth your time. There's great wisdom in knowing what to ignore, okay? And Lord knows this committee deserves to be ignored in a whole lot of ways. There are moments and there are times and there are events when you just can't. This week is kind of one of those because with this Cassidy Hutchinson testimony, this woman, I don't know what to think about her. Oh, people have been really just pouncing on top of her and, you know, sometimes been a little unkind. Don't want to do that. She brought some testimony that was pure hearsay. This person told me that. Well, really? Well, do you know that that person is telling the truth? And there are some stories in there. They're simply just not plausible. And, of course, there's no cross-examination. There's no pushback because Nancy Pelosi's phony committee will not allow it, would not allow it from the get-go. So, you know, this – and now they've subpoenaed former Trump counsel Pat Cipollone. We'll see how that goes. See if he shows up. He's probably not going to show up because of, hello, executive privilege. And properly so. People in a president's close circle, I have stuck up for this, for people in the close circle of Democrat presidents. They have an expectation that there will be counsel and advice and close conversations that are privileged. That you're not going to have to be dragged through before a court or a kangaroo congressional committee to spill the beans on what you and the president you serve were talking about. So anyway, lots of stuff going on, to be sure. 866-660-5759 is our telephone number. As we begin, Lord, guide us and protect us as we face the challenges of this new day. We thank you every day for this blessed nation and for your hand in creating it. Fill our hearts with the energy to protect the freedoms which come from you, which our nation was founded to protect. Let us navigate these troubling times with a positive spirit, treating others as we would want to be treated. Lord, these are times of trial and challenge. So lift us as we follow your word and work for a better America, where our Constitution is honored, our schools are safe, our elections are reliable, our borders work, where we protect the unborn, and where we fight for the meaning and the intent of the two genders you created, and where our differences are hashed out with honesty and goodwill, and our freedoms of speech and worship are protected. As we face each day's problems, give us the clarity to look around and cherish our many blessings in our nation, our great state of Texas, our communities, and our families. If we follow you, Lord, we know we can get through anything, and we ask these things in your holy name. Amen. So a couple of things in there jump out at today's headlines. They always do. The prayer always leads like directly to something happening in the news. I didn't set it up that way. I pray about things that are front of mind and wrapped around my heart. But they do often have a lot to do with things happening news-wise. We get a brand new Supreme Court justice today. Breyer officially retires, steps down, and Ketanji Brown Jackson ascends to her seat on the Supreme Court. It is indeed historic, first African-American woman. And that is a lovely thing demographically, not so great constitutionally. She will be as averse to the Constitution as Stephen Breyer was for 28 years, as averse to the Constitution as Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor are. So there's that. And but congratulations. And, you know, you hope for the best and just take what comes. All righty. Speaking of what comes, topics, calls, things, guests, excitement, all kinds of things happening on this Thursday, the 30th of June. Mark Davis, 660 AM, The Answer. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm nationwide. ZZ Top on the road, kids. Yes, I'm coming to the Dos Equis Pavilion. Nationwide. Still call it Starplex. Out at Fair Park. It is, of course, Billy Gibbons. It is, of course, Frank Beard on the drums. The late Dusty Hill that would have wanted it this way. The continuation of the band. The continuation of the band and the guitar tech, Elwood Francis, is a slap in the bass with ZZ Top, and they're on tour and not missing a beat, and that will be September 24th at Dos Equis Pavilion, which is cool because almost literally cooler because, man, I know they've had some shows out there this summer, and your opening act, you know, hits the stage at like 7. Well, what time is it in Texas in the summertime at 7 o'clock? About 102. It's the reason the Rangers, listen, I totally get now. I mean, I griped. I'm an old coot. I like the old ballpark. I know you sweat a little, but I like the old ballpark. When they built the new one, and thank God they have the new one, because you can't be, especially on what I guess would be the third base side, and just roast like a pig for first pitch in the summertime, and you know, inside a stadium bowl. So thank God you get sit. And guess what? The Rangers don't stink. How weird is that? Surreal. So I understand why they had to build the new stadium, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's going to be Speaker after we retake the House, on with Jesse Waters last night about the ridiculousness about the J6 committee.
Remember who they hired to put this on? An ABC producer who, prior to being hired in 2019, I sent a letter to ABC because this is the same producer that had all the Epstein information but kept it out.
You're right.
And think of the similarities when you have Adam Schiff on this committee. Remember the American public, as chair of the Intel Committee, saying the Hunter Biden whole article was Russia collusion?
Right.
Or remember when he said he had proof about the Russia collusion and he put America through this? And then you also have another member on there, Raskin. Remember what he did?
Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Between Trump being elected and before he sworn, he held a rally to say Trump needs to be impeached. This is just the continuation. They're obsessed with Trump, and this is all they want to do.
That's it. That is it. All righty, let's hop into the newsroom, see what's up with Gordon Griffin. And then, okay, cross your fingers, kids. Transatlantic. It's like we're doing it through cables. Now, I guess it's all satellites when you call Germany from DFW. We're going to do that, and we're going to roust Mr. Mike in the middle of his German sojourn. See what's up in Munich at 2:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday. See what's on his mind and on his agenda. We're going to chat with Mike. Cross your fingers. Next on 660 AM The Answer, 7:30. I'm Mark Davis. Here's Gordon. This stuff is so bouncy and so great, we may have to use this as theme music when he comes back. But for the ensuing days, our friend Mike Gallagher joins us from Deutschland. Mike, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Guten Tag from downtown Munich. We are having a walking tour, and we're at a picnic table under the trees right by Maria Square. By the majestic, beautifully designed town hall in downtown Munich. Mark, this is every bit I thought it would be, just having an amazing time. And I said, hey, the good news about doing the M&M experience with my pal Mark Davis is now I don't have to submit vacation days because it's now officially a working trip.
Exactly right. You are burning a work day just by spending some time with me. So scrolling back through the texts that Mike has sent me, first there was him and his comfy pod on the Delta flight between Atlanta and Munich. And then since then, it's been buildings and food. It's been schnitzel, and there you are knocking down a beer. I haven't watched somebody drink a beer at 7:30 in the morning since I worked with Hal J. Anyway, so here you are. It's 2:35 in the afternoon there. But yesterday, this palatial, magnificent building with your smiling face in front of it, what's that?
Well, that's the town hall. And right outside the town hall is where we walked into an anti-mandate protest.
Whoa.
And it was amazing to travel 5,000 miles and meet a bunch of protesters, real peaceful, happy people mm-hmm. who believe that their freedoms are being abridged. This might sound familiar to you.
Yeah, a little bit. Mark.
They think their freedoms are being taken away because of the vaccine mandates. It's very much, as far as the masks and COVID goes, very much like it is in the States. There's not a lot of mask wearing. They do require masks on all public transportation,
right.
But not in the but not anywhere else. And it's booming. I mean, they've gotten through the pandemic, and there's a huge bounce back now as far as the economy. And speaking of the economy, this tour we're on right now, we had a tour guide named Ian, who was just delightful. He's a Brit, and obviously extolling the virtues of socialism and going through. And I'm fascinated by the difference the mindset here. You know, first of all, he was talking about being laid off for any reason. If you're laid off, they call that being made redundant. Now, if you are made redundant or laid off, the government pays for your between 70% and 80% of what of your salary for a year.
Wow.
To give you plenty of time to find another job. Of course, you don't pay for you do pay for health care. There's a little bit of a misnomer, but you pay it through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're employed, your employer pays for your health care. If you are self-employed, you are expected to buy your own health insurance. If you are out of work, or as my wonderful socialist-loving tour guide Ian put it, work shy. If you are work shy, you don't pay for anything. You know, the government provides for your health care. There are proper and incidentally, income tax, it's about 48%.
Of course it is. Because how do you pay for all this? Of course it is.
That's right. Exactly. And that's their expectation, you know, and sort of like I thought I was listening to Bernie or AOC.
Yeah.
I mean, Ian, and a wonderful guy, by the way.
Of course.
A different way of looking at things.
Right.
The more you make, the more you are expected to pay. I almost expected him to say, pay your fair share.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that. Now, let me tell you quickly about Munich, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You're so kind to have me pop on, and I've been sending you pictures like a teenager, and
he's
so
awesome.
Excited about seeing the Passion Play is tomorrow. We leave for Oberammergau at about noon.
Mm-hmm.
The show's at 2:30. It's an all-day-long event. We're going to go to Salzburg. We're going to do a lot of cool things yet. Munich is gorgeous. It is it's like Disney World. I mean, it's incredibly clean. There's no building over 6 stories tall. So the architecture is very much like Washington, D.C. in that
mm-hmm.
regard.
Mm-hmm.
Very little or no crime. They don't have weapons here. People don't rob. Of course, you ain't owning a gun here. There is no gun for self-protection. Even I asked the tour guide about that, and Ian just laughed.
Yeah.
He said, no. There's no need to have a gun here. The only people who have guns are bona fide hunters, and you've got to go through a rigorous verification process in order to get your gun in order to hunt. But as far as the town itself, it's like, you know, Munich is about a city of about 1.5 million people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just beautiful. The huge Glockenspiel and, you know, right in the town square and buildings that have pockmarks along the side, the mortars and the shrapnel shells that caused the indentations in the buildings from World War II. So it's just been an incredible cornucopia of knowledge, and weather's perfect. It's sunny, about 78 degrees, and we're having the time of our lives.
One of the things I always said, and I think Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain, said this, that the more you travel, you learn how little you know. And of course,
that's
you
right.
learn more, but it shows you the world and the things that are out there. And travel is one of my absolute favorite things. I've always told people, if you have the choice between spending money on travel and spending it on things, things break. You throw things away. Memories of travel stay with you forever. So you were talking about masks. And if anybody's thinking about doing Europe now or anything or anywhere, it's interesting to know what the lay of the land is like. And of course, we just came back from the Cayman Islands, which is under UK authority. And if we were eating outside, you need to wear a mask or anything. Inside restaurants, you did in order to get to your table. And if you were inside any kind of shop, you had to wear the mask inside. Is that the case in Germany?
It is not. In fact, as best I can tell, Mark, the only time you got to wear a mask is to get on a bus or a train.
Cool.
The people, I watch people coming out of the train station and they all have their masks on, but they take them off.
Yep.
But no, restaurants, inside shops, nobody wears masks here. They just don't. And I asked Ian about people being, you know, the shutdown, the COVID shutdown. He said there really wasn't a shutdown. He said, yes, businesses had to close, but being a socialist country, the government paid those businesses. In fact, they were paid quite well. So and then the government then continued to pay their employees. So they didn't see a big they didn't see the disruption that we saw, I think, in the United States here in Germany. But it is very much like here. People are tired of being told what to do. I interviewed some people at the mandate protest. I'm going to play some of that interview on my show today, beginning at 10:05. We're going to do some hits from Germany. Again, keeping in the spirit of not turning in vacation days
exactly.
on my trip to Germany. But Carl Jackson in the guest host chair out of Orlando. But, you know, these people are just like, I said, what's the protest about? He said, it's about freedom. We just don't want to be told by the government what we are going to put into our bodies or what we must or must not do. And it was, boy, did this sound familiar. And they were peaceful and they were fun and blowing some whistles, but there wasn't very, very small police presence. In fact, Ian jokingly said, "Yeah, we don't quite protest over here the way you guys protest in the United States."
Yeah,
I said, "Oh, you mean you don't burn down McDonald's? You don't burn down a Wendy's?"
Exactly, wimps, pretenders. So help me understand. So if you did talk to them, and I can't wait to hear those conversations. So what exactly are they? What is the vax mandate status quo in Germany?
You know, I got the sense that much of them have been relaxed. Much of the requirements have been relaxed, but they are still convinced that the government isn't giving them enough of a voice. And I wanted to say to him, well, listen, they're paying for your college education, they're paying your health care, they're paying your bills. That's what happens when you're beholden to the government. But I think it's just more of a reaffirmation of freedom, of being able to decide for yourself what you're going to do. I don't think there's any big onerous requirements here anymore. Incidentally, college is interesting. You don't pay a dime for college, but they believe, Ian told me, in educating the intelligent. They don't think it's worth giving a college education to people who aren't worthy of a college education.
Okay.
Oh, I know. And in fact, my travel companions, Peggy and Joey, are in a big debate about that, because Joey's kind of like, hey, makes a little sense to me. Why let rich mommy and daddy send their kid off to school so they can drink and party for 4 years? And a poor kid who may never get that opportunity, he said it's very hard to get into college here in Germany. But those who do, in his words, are intelligent. We don't waste time or money or expend resources on people who are not intelligent enough to go to college. And Peg's got a great problem with that. She's like, I don't like the government or the schools determining who gets to go to college.
Well, it's funny. You know, it smacks of the placement of a bar at a certain place. But listen, I don't care what race anybody is. I don't care what sex anybody is. I don't care what anybody's socioeconomic status is. If it looks like you have a track record of being able to do college work, you get in. If it looks like you just are dumb as a mud fence or lazy or not willing to do the work, then why would we waste the money on you? I think that's a thoroughly fair question.
And that's what he said. That's the mindset. And it's, again, and the school is beautiful right by here. Trying to remember the name. It was Ludwig Maximilian University, LMU. And at Ludwig Maximilian University, you still see bullet holes in the side of the building from the end of World War II. And they had a movement at this school called the White Rose. And it was a group of students and faculty who protested the Nazis in the late 1930s, 1938, 39. They were all, of course, rounded up. They were prosecuted, and they were all executed. And they still celebrate the White Rose here at Ludwig Maximilian University, which is where our hotel is on Maximilian Boulevard.
Well,
so
I love it. Well, then are you okay for 3-4 minutes? I don't want to hog your day, but I've just got a couple more things.
No, okay, good. I am plugged in too to what's going on over there. I mean, I'm now reading that Liz Cheney sounds like she's going to put Cassidy into personal protective custody since her story seems to be falling apart.
Exactly. Oh, Lord. Well, so let me ask about tomorrow, because I don't want to bug you tomorrow. Sure. You'll be on the way to Oberammergau, about an hour south of where you are. And this is where the Passion Plays are and have been since the 17th century. Every 10 years, the 2020 play got delayed because of, hello, COVID. So they're doing it now. They're doing it this year. It is the story of the life and death and resurrection of Christ. I can't wait to hear about that when you get back, but just that's going to be just a mind-bending, wonderful, faith-driven moment.
And this is the reason we're here, because my dear, dear friend, Peg Hudson, who is the sister I never had, has been wanting to go to this Passion Play, and we said, let's do it. We're blessed. We are fortunate to make this trip. I never lose sight of how lucky we are and how blessed we are, and so that's where we go tomorrow. And 5,000 people in this village, 2,000 of the 5,000 people participate as actors, as stagehands every 10 years. It runs for a number of months, I think 6 months. And we are, Gallagher, front row Gallagher. We're in the front row, baby. We got tickets in the front row. Now that means we're going to be looking up their nostrils, but because it's this giant 4,000 seat theater. And it's also covered. It's an amphitheater, but it has a roof. So even if it rains, we're going to be up. But the weather's been perfect here. And that's the Passion Play. at Oberammergau tomorrow. And that's, again, the whole purpose of this trip. And then we added in, we layered in these day trips on top of the trip to see the Passion Play. But the Passion Play is why we're coming. You're right. It's a faith-filled experience. And gosh, what a great reminder it will be about who we are, why we believe what we believe. So I'll tell you all about the Passion Play when we get back.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, and can't wait to hear Mike's segments that he will spend, coming and going on the fly there with Carl Jackson and the. And by the way, Carl did a great job for you yesterday. He's just a wonderful man, and so I just am so grateful for the chance to talk to you and wish you the best of great travels. And we love you, and we're thinking about you. Give me more pictures.
Love you too.
I'll share with people the pictures you send, and I just am just you so proud it. Of you. And I can't wait. Thanks for bringing us there. Dankeschön. Thank you. Darling,
Dankeschön. Hey, all right. Greetings, El Sal. Talk to you when we get back. If I don't talk to you, happy 4th of July, my friend. And we'll be back in the saddle next week. But can't wait to share more trip stories with you.
You know it. Das ist Mike Gallagher in München. And we love the ability to put him on and talk to him. And he'll be making some contributions to his own show, which, of course, starts as soon as we're done at 10, right here on 660 AM. The Answer.
Dankeschön, darling, Dankeschön. Thank you for all the joy and pain.
From the fall of 1963,
picture show, second balcony,
the great Wayne Newton. Now, you may not be familiar,
second seat,
but you may notice that Wayne
street,
sounds kind of like a woman.
Dankeschön.
An observation made by many to great comic effect in the 60s and 70s, including Johnny Carson, who made years and years and years of Wayne Newton jokes. Yeah, and back in the day, it wasn't just about Wayne's voice, but his effeminacy and, I think you know where I'm headed. So, all that happened to Wayne Newton is he became one of the biggest stars in Vegas history. And if you head out to Vegas, maybe you got some guys who will have your back in Vegas. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So one day, famously, Wayne Newton went to NBC Burbank, walked down the halls and right into Johnny Carson or into Freddie DeCordova's office and said, "Would you excuse us, please?" And he was so shocked that he got up and left. And Wayne Newton says, this gets PG-13 now. Wayne Newton goes up to Johnny, calls him Mr. Carson, still called him Mr. Carson, and said, "I don't know what friend of yours I've killed. I don't know what child of yours I've hurt. I don't know what food I've taken out of your mouth, but these jokes about me will stop, and they'll stop now, or I will kick your ass." Johnny's reply was something along the lines of, "Bam, bam, bam, I'm your biggest fan." The jokes stopped. Alrighty, so we'll let Wayne take us out. Don't cross him. And don't mess with Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. She is not to be trifled with either, and she joins us next on 660 AM The Answer. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.